Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 2 through 4 in the New Living Translation. And it says this: Watch out for those dogs, those people who do evil, those mutilators who say you must be circumcised to be saved. For we who worship by the Spirit of God are the ones who are truly circumcised. We rely on what Christ Jesus has done for us. We put no confidence in human effort, though I could have confidence in my own effort if anyone could. Indeed, if others have reasons for confidence in their own efforts, I have even more. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm grateful for another day to live, to move, to breathe, to praise you, to love others, to write notes to people who need encouragement, to hear your voice and to act on it, to experience your nearness in my brokenness, to be alive. Lord, thank you for the gift of life. Lord, thank you for these warnings by the Apostle Paul about watching out for dogs, the people who do evil, those mutilators who say you must be circumcised to be saved. So they were talking about Jesus plus other stuff. And whenever salvation becomes Jesus plus something, you know that there's a problem. And in this case, it was Jesus plus human effort and human piety and this human ability to make the outside of the person look holy. And Lord, the gospel is Jesus plus nothing. That what you did on the cross was everything. That is what secured our salvation. It's what inaugurated our sanctification journey. It is what justified us and made us right with you. And there is nothing that we can do to add to it. There's nothing we can do to take away from it. There's nothing that we can do to negate your love for us. That cross is secure. That act, that holy act on the cross, that relinquishment of your life on the cross is a pivot point of history. It cannot be changed, and there is nothing to add to that. And so, Lord, help us to be aware of religious systems and people who say there's more stuff we have to do to be saved, because we are simply saved by grace. We are simply saved by grace through faith in what you have done. And your word says that we are circumcised if we're following you, if we are worshiping the Spirit, if we are worshiping by the Spirit of God. Those are the ones who are truly circumcised. So Lord, help us to worship you today, that's what you're longing for. Not like some megalomaniac in the sky, but you know that we become more like that which we worship. And so, Lord, we choose to worship you because we want to become more like you, more sacrificial, more loving, more peace-giving, less worrying, less fretting, less angry, less bitter. We want to be more like you, so we want to worship you. We want to revere you. We want to tell you how much we love you. And as we focus on you as our object of worship, we become more and more like that which we worship. Thank you for what you have done for us. We rely on it. It is a true statement, and it cannot be revoked from us. And Lord, for those of us who are capable, for those of us who are strong, for those of us who do put confidence in human effort, help us to realize that that is not going to get us very far in this world. And it will get us far in this world, but it won't get us far in this kingdom, your beautiful kingdom, because what happens in the kingdom is broken people married to an amazing God, and that strength in our weakness is what builds and moves the kingdom. It's not, Jesus has asked me to be on his team, so he's going to use my awesome effort. It's more like, I just need Jesus. I can't do anything without him. Help us to give you the gift of our dependence on you today. Help us to be like Paul and realizing we could put confidence in ourselves, but we're going to choose not to. because you are the only one worthy of following. You are the only one worthy of worshiping. You are the only one worthy of us laying our lives down for. And we are choosing today to put no confidence in the flesh and instead to put confidence on that sacred act that you did on the cross. It is finished. Those three beautiful words help us to rest in that today. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast Pray Every Day. Sorry about that. So when life overwhelms you, you can unburden yourself through prayer. God is listening to you, my dear friend.